tread the couch on a whim. A little fluffy crazy cat who don't play nice with the kids. You're a danger floof. Ah, but I'll keep it safe for you, poop. You're an unnatural beast with natural litter under your feet, yeah. At least in your box it's safe. No more dust all over the place. Everybody without clay, say meow.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. I hope your week has been a profitable one thus far. If not, we got plenty going on here tonight, including a great 52-game slate in college basketball getting ready to tip off in just a couple of minutes here. And we've got plenty of top 25 action here tonight. We'll review some of those games for you as there is plenty going on as college hoops is starting to ramp up here. We also have a huge NBA slate of games tonight. Some interesting matchups, to say the least here, including the red-hot New York Knicks getting ready to take on those pesky Denver Nuggets who, oh, don't look now, they are on a losing streak. That is correct. Denver, could they possibly go into Madison Square Garden and get boat raced like everyone else who plays the Knicks seem to be doing here when you consider the Knicks are dropping 140-plus points on anyone at this point? They have been absolutely unreal the last couple of games. Will that continue here tonight against the champs, the Denver Nuggets, or, well, former champs, Denver Nuggets? Boy, oh boy, if the Knicks keep shooting away they're shooting, they are going to be extremely difficult to beat. Not to mention that the Knicks already blew the Nuggets out in their first meeting this season. You may recall the Knicks did a pretty good job of hitting the three ball there. And at that time, don't forget, the Nuggets were still trying to figure some things out there, trying to work on the rotation and the depth issues that they have had. But the Knicks opened up as a three-point favorite. We're seeing 2.5 now. So there has been some interest in the Denver Nuggets. Maybe, just maybe, giving the New York Knicks a run for their money. But when it comes to offense, I mean, nobody has been hotter than what the Knicks have been over the last couple of games. Anytime you're dropping 140 points every time you play, boy, oh boy, you're going to be turning some heads and you're going to get a bullseye on you. And I think that's where the Knicks are at here tonight at the Garden with the Joker in the building here. Also kind of an under the radar matchup here is the Pistons and the Pacers are getting ready to go at it. This is the first game for Indiana sans their trip to France, in which they split a couple of games there with the San Antonio Spurs. They are home now taking on the pesky Pistons, who kind of got manhandled against the Cleveland Cavaliers last game. But don't count out the Pistons. They already handled their business against the Pacers a couple of weeks ago and beat them pretty well. We'll see if the Pacers have any jet lag tonight. They are a 6.5, 7-point favorite in this game, but I'm going to be very interested. Pacers have been playing some great basketball. Another team very capable of putting up points on you in a hurry. And of course, Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons, well, they've had no issues scoring. Unless, of course, they're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, at which point They will struggle. But that should be a fun one here tonight. And in what world are the Washington Wizards a six-point favorite at home over anybody? The Toronto Raptors, rather, a 6.5-point favorite on the road. We're talking about a 14-32 Toronto Raptors team that is smoking hot right now, and they just refuse to lose. And yet here they are laying six against the six-win Washington Wizards. Are we really at the point now where the Toronto Raptors, even against the Washington Wizards, should be laying this many points on the road? Also, the Celtics laying two touchdowns once again against the Chicago Bulls. And we've seen this how many times now? Nobody has been playing mediocre basketball quite like the Boston Celtics have been. And yet here they are laying two touchdowns at home, a place in which it has not been profitable to back them, especially as a double-digit favorite. They'll welcome in no Zach LaVine for the Bulls. There has been, obviously, some injuries with this Chicago team, but who can trust the Celtics to lay this kind of number? It has been the least profitable bet to make all year long. The Celtics kind of going through it right now. Maybe not as much as the Miami Heat, who, let me guess, Jimmy Butler not there. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jimmy Butler still hanging over this Miami Heat team, who welcome in the Cleveland Cavaliers, who also have kind of been going through it. I'm not really sure. 37-9. I'm not sure what folks think the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to do this season. Did you think they were only going to lose 11 games all year long? Let's be realistic here. And the Miami Heat trying to stay above 500. The sooner they can resolve this whole Jimmy Butler nightmare, the better it will be, I think, for this Miami Heat team. But the question is, given Miami at home, 7 points against a Cavs team that will not have Garland here tonight. Could be an opportunity here for the Heat to sneak in, maybe not win, but certainly keep this thing within a possession here. 224.5 is the total in that one. And of course, a little late night action coming up tonight. Suns and Timberwolves. Has anybody noticed that the Suns are just rattling off wins left and right quietly? In fact, still waiting to hear whether Kevin Durant is a go here tonight, but the money has come in on Phoenix. My guess is that means Kevin Durant will be a go welcoming in the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder taking on Steph Curry at the Chase Center in San Francisco. The Warriors also trying to keep their head above water, barely. They'll welcome in the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Warriors kept Steph Curry on the bench last night, obviously getting ready to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder in this one. They are getting almost double digits, just about 10 points in this matchup. You got to wonder if Steph has got one of those 40-point gems trying to give the Warriors every possibility of maybe pulling out the outright upset here tonight. It'll be interesting. 224 is the total in this one, which I find also interesting, given the fact that the Thunder alone could drop 120 points on this Warriors team. Why? Well, because they have done it on a number of occasions so far this season. We've got some NHL games here tonight we'll talk about coming up, and I still think there's something else. What else? Oh, there's a football game that will be played. Not this weekend, but it'll be here before you know it in New Orleans as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles once again, second time in 3 years, will do battle for a Super Bowl championship. We'll have much more on that big game once we dive into this show, but we got plenty going on here coming up in the immediate future, including our good friend Mark Zeno will swing by. We'll break down some of these college basketball games here tonight. Number one, Auburn in action. Number six, Houston in action here. We got a lot to discuss, including some NBA best bets as we are just getting started here. Game time decisions on this Wednesday night. Come back and join us here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's an entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, and it is game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Thank you so very much for hanging out with us as we are a little about a week and a half away from the big game, of course, in New Orleans as the Kansas City Chiefs get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Just the second time in the Super Bowl era in which we're going to have a situation where two teams face each other in the big game for a second time within a 3-year period. The Cowboys and the Bills did it, you might recall, back there in the early 90s. And of course, while the Bills couldn't win the big game then either. And Philadelphia is hoping that maybe this time is a charm. And maybe this is the opportunity for them to be able to right the wrongs of history in the NFL with teams who have had a second crack at the apple. We'll have much more, of course, on that big game coming up, but we've got a loaded slate here tonight on the hardwood. Plenty of action going on, whether it be the NBA or college hoops, and who better to help us break them down than our good friend Mark Zeno in the house, ready to roll here, Mark, with some great top 25 games tonight. And let's start in the Big Ten, because this one coming up top of the hour, Maryland laying a decent number here for against Wisconsin, who is quite honestly just shot teams out of the gym this year. This is a team that can shoot. They're getting some points here. So what are we doing against the Terps tonight?
Yeah, look, I got this number last night when the line popped up. I'd eyed the game up about 2 days ago and looked to Maryland as they return home after a 2-game road trip out to Illinois, where they get a win there, and Indiana, where they get a win there. So, look, I think the Terps are one of the more underrated teams in college basketball. This should be a ranked team, and they're not. And it should, and it tells you that, you know, they opened up point favorite. This line has moved to 5.5. Maryland is way undervalued. And when they are home this year, in fact, they only have one home loss, and that was to a top 10 team in Marquette. So, you know, they are very good at home, and their defense, more than anything, ratchets up at home. They only give up 59 points per game at home this year. They are very, very good. Yeah, they're going to have a tough test on the perimeter with Wisconsin and their three-point shooting. But I feel like Maryland is up to the task here. And then when you look at Wisconsin's defense going up against a Terps offense that at home is scoring more than 80 points a game this year, yeah, this is a good matchup on both ends here. I would tell people, you know, if you, obviously everybody missed the 4 at 5, 5.5, it's one of those games, Joe, where it feels like Maryland covers every number, or if they don't, it's because they're losing outright. It's because they just don't have a good night, and they're none of their shots have fallen, and Wisconsin is hot from three, you know, and it just the whole thing falls apart pretty quick here. But nonetheless, I got a lot of confidence in the Terps tonight, returning back home, students back on campus, Big Ten Network game, probably going to get Scott Van Pelt sitting courtside the former Terp alum. You know, you'll get a huge crowd there tonight. The Xfinity Center going to be rocking, a huge home court advantage for the Terps here. Like them tonight to get a Big Ten win.
Yeah, I keep wanting to bet the – I keep going back to the over in this game, thinking there could very well be some points in this one here. Why not? All Big Ten games seem to go over these days. Not so much maybe in the Big 12 tonight, where West Virginia – kind of licking their wounds. It was a rough little bit of a road trip for them. They are back home in Morgantown. The problem, they got Houston coming to town, which already dismantled them once this year. They'll have a chance to do it again now. But boy, that was a hell of a double overtime win for them over the weekend. Could West Virginia catch them here?
Well, that's basically the thought, right? And look, West Virginia had that huge win at home over Iowa State. And then they lost the game at home to Arizona State, which they probably shouldn't have. Arizona State, who was not a great shooting team on the road, was bombing three days tonight. They go out to K-State and lose there. So they've lost two in a row now. And they're getting a really tough defensive team in the Houston Cougars, who had to go to double overtime and got a miracle win that they stole away from the Kansas Jayhawks twice. That for the, at the end of regulation, trailing by six with under 10 seconds. And then again, at the end of first overtime, trailing by six under 10 seconds and forced the second overtime and won it. We just saw what Kansas did last night, struggled at home at Fog Allen with UCF, trailed at the first half, you know, and was not able to have their legs underneath them because, again, double overtime games will do that to you. Furthermore, Joe, I think there are only two teams this year that have played Kansas and then won their next game because Kansas takes a stuffing out of you, right? And that's kind of what you're hoping for here. But Houston's got some tired legs after a double OT game, second consecutive road game, back-to-back, going into West Virginia to a tough place to play in Morgantown in a really tough environment. I don't think – here's the thing. I don't think West Virginia could win this game. Do I think they can keep it close? Yeah, I think they can if Houston has a really slow night. But you know me, and it's one of these things like I would take the eight, but I'd also tell you, look at West Virginia in the first half because guess what? If Houston is up by seven or eight at halftime, I don't think their defense is going to fold all of a sudden. That's probably not a game script we see happening. You know what I always say? If they ain't covering early, they probably ain't covering late. And I would think that's the case for West Virginia.
And you know, it was funny. We were just having this conversation off air where they have been money in the first half, Houston. They do this great job of like boat racing teams and then, you know, doing enough to hold on or pull away in the second half. But if there was ever a flat spot here, Zinn, it's probably the first half in Morgantown, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's fair to say, you know, I think, again, it all really depends on West Virginia shooting. If they're making shots at the rate that they normally do for the season at home, they should be fine. But like we saw against Arizona State, if they're not falling, this is not a catch-up offense West Virginia plays. They love this, you know, they love the slog fest, they love the dog fights, they love the, you know, the muck it up style. They're not a team that plays pretty and fast. They want to play slow, which, you know, Houston also does too to a certain extent, but Houston's a lot more efficient on offense than the Mountaineers are.
Yeah, no, they certainly are. We got a couple of interesting games out west also coming up, Zinn, that we'll talk about, including...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
St. Mary's in Santa Clara, who... I've heard right down the middle today. I've heard a couple of guys talk to me about Santa Clara. I've heard a couple of guys say, don't even think about it. It's all St. Mary's. We're going to hear what you have to say about that one. Not to mention, it's always fun when we have to take a trip to South Dakota. For what reason, I have no idea. Maybe it's to cash a ticket on a basketball game. We'll have to figure it out with Mark Zinno when we get back here as Game Time Decisions continues on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here. Plenty of action on the hardwood here tonight. We're talking some college hoops here with our good friend Mark Zinno. And let's dive into that late game there on the West Coast with Santa Clara at home taking on St. Mary's. Kind of feels like big brother, little brother kind of situation here. St. Mary's on the road laying points. Is it worth taking a shot with them, or is Santa Clara getting a little revenge, maybe even a outright money line dog winner tonight?
Yeah, look, it's about the situation here. I mean, St. Mary's laying a short number against not an inferior team. Santa Clara is one of the better teams, you know, in the West Coast Conference. But St. Mary's has Gonzaga on deck, right? They've won 8 in a row. They're undefeated in conference play. And maybe it's time that they drop a game here. And Santa Clara is just the team to do it. When you talk about Santa Clara, you know, this is an offense that runs. They get out and they score. And that's kind of what they're known for. And when you're playing a styles make fights kind of deal against a St. Mary's team that wants to slow it down and play defense, and Santa Clara wants to pace it up and play offense, usually favors the home team. And so Santa Clara may have the advantage here and force St. Mary's out of their defensive game and their slow style and force them to play a little bit faster, which isn't really necessarily their thing to do. Santa Clara's coming off a loss at Oregon State. And again, St. Mary's now playing back-to-back road games after defeating Washington State only by 5. Now they go on the road against a tough team, and they got a shot here. But also, again, the Gonzaga on deck is a big thing here. That's the big rivalry in the West Coast contest, West Coast Conference. So
that's a huge, huge contest.
At a little head spot, yeah.
Yep, love that. All right, and why in the world should anybody want to go to South Dakota? Tell me what we got going on here tonight.
Mount Rushmore. That's about it. But
yeah,
no,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Also, the Omaha Mavericks, formerly Omaha, Nebraska, was the name of the college. They've changed the name. Top team in the Summit League. Also undefeated in conference play here. Going up against one of the second fastest tempo team in the country in South Dakota, who averages 86 points a game in total. And so they have won 9 straight. They've covered 10 in a row. And this is the perfect spot to catch them. Again, back-to-back, same sort of formula here, Joe. Back-to-back road games, right? They sneak a win out at Oral Robertson their last time out. South Dakota just lost a game at South Dakota State. And they come back home here in a team that eventually has to lose a conference game. And that's really what this boils down to. And, you know, South Dakota, you know, has a run of 3 straight home games coming up here against the bottom of the league. In the Summit League, North Dakota, Denver, you know, all these teams that are bad within the Summit League. So South Dakota looking to make a statement game here at home, and a very short number that should stink to all high hell that the best team in the conference is only laying 1.5 to a team that's much inferior to them.
I kind of like where you're going with that one a lot. So let's switch to the NBA. One of the games in which I was saying, what in the world? At what point did we get to where the Toronto Raptors are laying 6 points on the road, even against the Wizards here, Zin?
We don't live in that world. This thing opened up 7.5 this morning. And you know me. I mean, you and I work together at several places. I've been a glutton for punishment. I bet against the Toronto Raptors in Atlanta on the road. They won. The very next game they played Atlanta, again on the road, I bet against them. They won. They came back home against the Rons. I bet against them. They won. They've now won 4 in a row. You think the Raptors are going to win 3 in a row on the road and 5 in a row overall? I don't know if they are, but there's not a world where I live in where the Toronto Raptors get to lay 7 points at an open on the road, now down to 5.5 in favor of Washington. So Washington doesn't play much defense. But the Toronto Raptors offense ain't all that great. And for a Washington team that plays fast because they play no defense and they get up and down, so they play with a bunch of pace, there's not really much here. Just Washington can do enough to keep up here, and that's what we're banking on.
Yeah, I that makes absolutely no sense to me here. It's kind of bonkers. Also, another one here is I'm trying to figure out teams that are scrambling. Can the Cavs really win by margin on the road against Miami tonight?
They're shorthanded tonight. This is not a spot where I want to bet Cleveland.
I agree.
A lot of guys out tonight. Wade's out. LeVert's out.
Yep.
You know, they're just –
Garland's out.
Yeah, this is not a spot where we want to bet Cleveland. Just it's not worth it to stay away. Like, maybe if there's a world where you want a money line parlay with something else to get you around even money – that'd be about the most I would do here. But, you know, Miami's scrappy. Despite all the stuff they're dealing with Jimmy Butler, they've won back-to-back games. They just beat Orlando in double OT. So, you know, again, that's not a team I want to try to play again.
I agree. Mark Zeno, always a pleasure. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday. We certainly hope it's been a profitable week for you thus far. If not, we got plenty going on here tonight on the hardwood. A lot of college hoops, both men and women's. And of course, we got about a week and a half before the final NFL game of the season. And who better to look ahead and talk about all of it than the guys that have been dishing out winners the entire season with us here on Game Time Decisions. We welcome back in Chris Thurston, CT Betts in the house, and the wizard, Kenny White, is here. Now, Kenny, is this Wisconsin game getting ready to start, or is it underway already?
Now, Wisconsin, we have another 45 minutes to an hour before Wisconsin tips off. I sent you the Maryland game earlier. They tipped off about a half an hour ago.
All right, so we've got some college hoops we're going to go over with you guys coming up with these two. But let's, of course, get ready for the big game in New Orleans here as the Philadelphia Eagles, unsurprisingly, handle their business against Washington and once again, Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid figure out a way to get it done against Josh Allen and McDermott. Shocker? Not really. But it is, CT, only the first time, or I think it's the second time altogether in a Super Bowl era where we're going to have a matchup of two teams for a second time within a three-year span. The Cowboys and Bills back in the 90s. Bills couldn't win a big game then either. And now we've got an opportunity here for Kansas City to do the same thing and repeat, not once, not twice, but for a record third time in a row. Never happened in NFL history. What are your feelings initially when you knew this was the game that we were going to get?
Yeah, Joe, this is pretty convenient for me as I got tickets on both of these teams, as both you guys know. So everybody's talking about they hate the Super Bowl matchup. I think it's a great matchup. Here, Joe. I like the Eagles here, and I have many reasons why I'm on the birds, but the main reason being Philly fixed their main issue, which we talked about a ton here, which was their defense. And, you know, bringing in Fangio has developed them into the best unit in the league. And, you know, these young bunch of D-backs are peaking at the perfect time. Offensively, I think the Eagles have a pretty significant edge over the Chiefs. The Birds were no surprise. First in EPA per play, rush EPA per play. Saquon has been explosive all year and all postseason. Gainwell, he'd be a starter on almost any other team in the NFL. And they have the best offensive line in the league. Like the Jurgens, losing him was huge last week because Dickerson had to come back and he and play on the center. He hadn't done that since college. He's going to be back for the Super Bowl. Dickerson will be healthy, you know, with 2 weeks rest. He'll be back in his normal spot. that's just massive for the Eagles. You saw Dickerson standing around a couple of times last week. Didn't really remember how to play the center position. So having Jurgens back will be fantastic for the Birds. And Hurts has been unbelievable. And the knee looked just fine to me last week. And there's just so many weapons for him between Brown, Smith, Goddard, Dodson, the backs, just so many different ways that they could score. And as good as Spags is, I don't think he's going to be able to stop the run and sell out and do that. And if he does, and if he's able to, well, I like the receivers in one-on-one coverage versus the Chiefs. I get it. Betting against Mahomes and Reed is really tough to do. It's something I try and never go against here. But I feel like this Birds team was just a little too early 2 years ago, Joe. Now with Fangio and Moore, like they have the right pieces here. The Eagles are better on both sides of the ball. Small edge to the Chiefs and special teams. I was on the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57, and I'm going to be on the Birds here in Super Bowl 59 to finish my preseason prediction off. Cash that Birds ticket 17-1.
Yeah, it's a much higher number than the Kansas City ticket, ladies and gentlemen, that he's holding. So yes. I just want you to, yes. Also, he was on this very show during the season telling you to bet Philadelphia at 17-1. And Kenny White, of course, you and I did not listen. You and I, even last week when we were talking about Kansas City and I had asked you, I said, it's a one-score game. If I can get Buffalo in a teaser spot over a touchdown, then I don't care who wins. I kind of feel like this is the same situation here. Is this game going to be more than a one-score game one way or the other?
Joe, I feel the same way. These two teams, we got a great Super Bowl. I don't have future tickets on either team, but I think it's a great Super Bowl. Both have great offenses, great quarterbacks. They both got great defenses. So they're at the top of the level of the NFL. I think we got the two best teams, and it should be an exciting game. So you're right. You know, my number's right there. I make a number. I use the player power ratings to come up with a team rating, and then I compare the ratings. I make a line, and I compare it to the betting line. I have the Chiefs a half a point better than the Philadelphia Eagles. That's it. I think it's a coin toss game. I made the total 50. It's basically right on. So to get a bet on this game for myself, I had to make a teaser early in the week, and the line was 2 at a couple shops and a total of 49.5. So I bet a 6-point teaser. I took +8 and went over 43.5. I hope it's a high scoring game. I think it will be with these two quarterbacks. As I mentioned last week, I thought in both games that they would be high scoring games. So I think we'll get the same thing here. I also, Joe, I did bet a prop bet already because, as you mentioned, last week's game we thought would be kind of a toss-up game, and I think this will be as well, that a field goal could definitely separate these two teams. So either team winning by 3, I took +550. You know, it's overall in all games, it should be about +$7. That's every game. Games that are -10 or 13 or 7, you know, different points. But this is a game that's a pick'em game. I got to believe this game should only be priced out at about +$4 at the highest for this game to land 3 either side. So take a look at that prop.
I love that. And CT, I mean, another guy that you got to love here if you're looking at props for Philadelphia. It's got to be the tight end, Jalen Hurts and Dallas Goedert. That combo in this game, since Kansas City doesn't cover tight ends, feels like could be a moneymaker.
Yeah, I bet this one today, Joe. I bet Dallas Goedert over 51.5 receiving yards, and that's pretty widely available between DK and FanDuel. And like you said, he's been an absolute beast in the playoffs, and you know he's turned into Hurts' security blanket. You know, he's been his guy where if Hurts gets in some trouble, you know, he's open there. You know, they're on Brown and they're on Smith. He's coming off a monster game here in the NFC Championship. He caught 7 balls, 85 yards. And in all 3 of the Birds playoff games, Joe, he's 47 plus receiving yards here. My favorite part about this bet is, you know, I don't think that KC is going to be able to get the proper coverage that they need on Dallas. You know, he's going to be open a ton, as you know, all the attention, like I just said, is going to be on Brown and Smith. And KC has actually allowed the most yards to tight ends all year long. And Goddard, he's one of the best at his position in the NFL. And you could count on Hurts looking for his guy a lot. And I think he's going to soar over 51.5 receiving yards and get us the cash here. So that's the only prop, or actually one of two props that I've made so far, Joe.
We'll get to that other one. But Kenny, let me ask you quickly. Does this line go anywhere? Do we get to two again? Are we going to get to one? The total probably won't move until before kickoff as the public will run in. And then it all depends on what the pros are going to be doing. And maybe that's the point they're running to try and bet the under here. But where do you think it goes? As a matter of fact, we'll answer that when we come back here, Kenny, because I know you also have a couple of games coming up on the hardwood we want to talk about. I want to ask CT about his horrific Baylor Bears. That's right. I said it. I said it out loud. I don't know what is going on there. But we got plenty of hoops still to talk about, and we'll close out our best bets here in the big game when Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions. Joe and Ari joined by the one and only Chris Thurston, CT Betts, and our good friend the Wizard Kenny White in the house talking about the big game coming up in New Orleans. Just to tie that one up here, guys, Kenny, I asked you before the break, where do you think the line goes from here? We saw twos available, now 1.5 predominantly in the market with the Kansas City Chiefs being the favorite. The total kind of hovering around that 49, 49.5. What moves here leading up to kickoff, do you think?
Yeah, Joe, my opinion's going to be, I don't think there's going to be much line movement at all. I think we're going to see 1.5 throughout the entire 11 days up to kickoff from now until then. The total, I guess I've seen some professional money under today because I have seen some 49 at some very respected books. But again, as you said, that total is going to move on Saturday and Sunday when that overwhelming a volume of general public money comes in and it's all going to be on the over. I think the total still closes around 50, but I think that's the number, 1.5 and 50. And I wanted to give you this little tidbit. A friend of mine sent me about Vic Fangio against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Fangio is 0-8 straight up and 2-6 ATS.
Yeah. Not great. I also know that teams that generally score 40 or more points in the conference championship games, yeah, they don't often do well in the Super Bowl either. So, but plenty of props here that are going to correlate, CT. You gave us Dallas Goedert over his receiving yards last segment. You got an anytime touchdown for us as well?
Yeah, Joe, and this is, call me CT Square here, but you could also, it's also correlated with Eagles money line here. So, I bet it just because I know it's going to, close -220, -230, but I bet Saquon anytime touchdown -190. And I also parlayed it with the Eagles money line. You get about +170, +175 on that. I mean, Joe, you've seen him. I mean, it's like he's shot out of a cannon these last few games. The only game he didn't score in is the first game versus the Packers. And Eagles were kind of sluggish in that game anyways and didn't really put up too many points. There's actually no rushing touchdowns in that game. But if the Eagles are going to win this game, which I think they are, Saquon's going to get the end zone at least once, maybe 2-3 times, Joe, kind of like last game.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you don't generally mind laying those kind, lay the numbers in the props if you like it. Kenny, when correct, you're looking at the Super Bowl, if you're looking at unders, wait last minute then, I guess would be the best advice we'd give for those looking to bet in the prop market, because the unders are going to be the best value on the day of the game, no?
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it. I think the professionals come in, they start to try to hit some unders early when the numbers first go up because they think they're overinflated, which they may be, but general public, everything is over. Friday, Saturday, and leading up to kickoff, they bet everything over. So, yeah, if you want to wait, you're going to get better numbers on those prop bets. But I'm scared, Joe. these two quarterbacks can put up points. And I thought CT was going with any time touchdown with both quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Mm. It seems like those two guys have been getting in the end zone a lot lately as well.
Yeah, I feel like all of us, it's like playing the don't pass line at the craps table here. Nobody likes us, but we're all waiting for unders and terrible and this terrible outcome. So it is what it is there. Let's talk about some hardwood action here tonight. Kenny, you got one. Women's hoops coming up, Michigan-Wisconsin. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I like the Badgers here in this one. Not a good team, though. They're a 1-8 basketball team. They are playing at home. They're getting 14.5 tonight. They've covered more than not on their home court. Their only win in conference is on the home court. They're playing Michigan tonight, who is probably the fifth best team in the conference. That's a great conference. They got USC and UCLA this year. They're both 8-0. I can't wait till those two teams play each other. But Michigan is coming off a 30-point beatdown from Michigan Ooh. State in basically a pick'em get basketball game. I was shocked. I think that's a confidence destroyer to Michigan. I just don't see how they get up off the mat after a game like that against your biggest rival. So they'll just be happy to win tonight, let alone try to cover in 14.5 points on the road against a decent Wisconsin team that plays slow, just like the men's team used to. So I hope this game's a lower scoring basketball game as well.
CT, we were just talking. Miami is laying a point against Virginia tonight. We're laughing, and I'm going, how's that money spent in Miami? You feeling good about all that money, Nigel Pack? You have some problems like that in Baylor as well, who lost again. I don't even recognize this team anymore, CT.
Yeah, they're in some trouble, Joe. And the problem is they're playing with 6-7 guys, and two of their guys that are in the rotation have been out for a while now, and that's Jeremy Roach. They went out and they paid $1 million for, and he's been out for about 4 or 5 games now with concussion. Scott Drew did say last night he expects him back sooner rather than later. Well, they play Kansas at home on Saturday, Joe, so they better hope he's back very soon. And then the other is Langston Love, who's just been has injury problems since he's been a freshman at Baylor. So that's not been helping the Bears at all, playing with the short bench. They've been getting in a lot of foul trouble, and they're gassed towards the end of the game. So who knows with the injuries if Baylor's going to be able to right the ship. But BJ Edgecombe, the freshman, he's pretty fun to watch. Joe, I got a play in the over in the Wisconsin-Maryland game. Got bet down Ooh. Here. You get over 151.5. It's not like the olden days in the Big Ten where it's, 55-50, 60-55. I think this is played in the high 70s here. Played over 151.5 there.
And, Kenny, you're going the other way in Houston and West Virginia?
Yes, I am. And, defense, we know how good Kelvin Sampson is, a teacher of defense. But I think it even comes down to more Darian DeVries at West Virginia. He was at Drake for 6-7 years, and he taught great defense there, and he's done it in his first year at West Virginia. This team is one of the top 20 defensive teams in the country. They've been an under team at home, 9-2 under this year in their home games. We know that Houston's an under team overall, 12-7 to the under. See, I went under 124 here today.
We got an over, we got an under, and Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We got plenty going on here tonight as we wrap up this first hour together. Much more on the hardwood, both college hoops as the big slate, 52 games, a couple games underway, but a massive slate of games coming up here in just a few minutes, not to mention in the NBA. So now would be a good time to talk some sports millions, pick 'em here with Tom Vecchio and Joe Madden. What do you got for us here tonight?
Happy Wednesday, everyone. It's time to jump into some sports millions pick-ems. Now, Tom, we've got a loaded day out there on the hardwood. Let's jump into some basketball picks here. What are you looking at?
Yeah, we've been doing well this week. Started off with some basketball on Monday. You were here for some hockey yesterday. Let's get back to the hardwood today, as you said. Let's turn to, at least I'm going to be turning to Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics. Higher than 3.5 three-pointers made. Celtics coming off a bit of a tough loss the other day versus the Rockets. They've been a bit up and down, the Celtics, that is. And I'm just turning to their best player to get things going. Love what we're seeing from him from three-point. It's not like he's just taking, you know, 5-6 threes. We're seeing games where he's at 8, 9, 10, 11 three-pointers, so it doesn't need to be super, super efficient. I also like the matchup defensively going up against Chicago tonight. Over their last three games, they're allowing 14.7 made three-pointers from their opponents. That's the 11th worst in the league. I see this as a bounce back from Tatum and the Celtics overall tonight.
I love where you're going there with Jason Tatum. I think you're on to a winner. And I'm going to look at the matchup between OKC and the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Golden State Warriors are on the second night of a back-to-back, but I'm going to look at one player that didn't play last night that should be in the lineup tonight. Steph Curry coming out. I'm going to look at his assists. Now, you can look at his points, too, versus OKC. He's been so strong over the last three seasons, averaging right around 34 points per game versus them, but I really like those assists tonight. His assists higher than 6.5 is where I'll go. You look at him in his last three games, he's been able to fly over this number. 9 versus the Lakers, 7 versus the Bulls, and 12 versus Sacramento. But you also look at him versus OKC. In the game that he did play versus them this season, he hit that number of 7, and I do think he's going to be able to do so tonight, especially if Desmond Green is out of the lineup. With Desmond Green out of the lineup, and we know he's dealing with that calf injury, Steph Curry is averaging 8.5 assists a game. So give me Steph Curry higher than 6.5 assists.
Some basketball tonight. We'll be back to hockey tomorrow and then close out the week with more NBA. Should be a good one.
Yeah, definitely should, you guys. Make sure you join us back here tomorrow.
All right, great stuff there, Joe and Tom. We appreciate it. But let us not forget, we still got a little Sports Millions NBA Blitz'em happening tonight.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/Blitz'em. To be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself, that's sportsmillions.com/Blitz'em.
All right, appreciate it here. And we're just getting started as we get ready to turn the clock on the hour. We've got much more to get to. Again, loaded slate in both college hoops and the association here tonight, as we're going to get a handful of games coming up in just about 10 minutes, tipping off Detroit and Indiana. Toronto, a road favorite. Yes, you heard it correctly. A road favorite against Washington. Yeah, laying 6. That is the point where we're at right now. As Toronto puts together a couple of wins, now they're laying 2 possessions on the road, even to the Washington Wizards, plus Brooklyn and Charlotte, and then a slew of big games coming up tonight, including Madison Square Garden being the location. And will we watch Denver get back on track here after a losing streak? Denver doesn't lose back-to-back games, much less back-to-back games, but they're walking into a hornet's nest here because the New York Knicks are dropping 140 points a game like nobody's business. Will that continue here tonight? We've got so much to go over what's happening in this slate of games, including the Miami Heat getting a touchdown at home against the struggling of sorts Cleveland Cavaliers, who are without a whole lot of players here tonight. So we got much to cover, and you're in for a treat. Our good friend Colby Dant, he'll be joining us next. We'll run down the slate, get a bunch of best bets for you as game time decisions. Well, we're just getting warmed up here on the Sports Grid Network. NBA, college hoops, come back and join us here on the grid.